Shalom Aleichem. Today, Mishneh Yomi is finishing Masechet Avot, Pirkei Avos, and beginning Horayot. We're picking up with the very last teaching in chapter 6. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'olamo, every single thing Hashem created in His world, lo vara ele lechvodo, all of it was only created for His glory. The Shla HaKadosh comments, even the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is ultimately for Hashem's honor because our efforts to overcome it bring Him more glory and respect. Shne'emar, sages bring a pasuk, Kol Hanikra Vishmi, everything that is called in my name, Lichvodi Barativ, for my honor I created it, Yetzartiv, I formed it, Af Asitiv, I have even made it. And this verse also refers to the four levels of creation, the Mikubalim in Kabbalah. These are concepts that are mentioned, Atzilut, and Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Now, Asiya is the world of existence that we experience. So, Af Asitiv, even in our world, every single thing, even things that look negative from our perspective right now, are ultimately, in the long run, only to bring honor and glory to Hashem and to reveal His unity in this world. Ve'omer, and it says in Shmot, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, that Hashem will reign forever and for eternity. Now, this means in the ultimate perspective, in the future, we'll be able to look back and see how even things that appear to us to be very negative and very hurtful ultimately were needed to bring more honor and more glory to Hashem Yitbarach Shemo. And this is akin to the Gemara in Eruvin 13b, where Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel were arguing for years, is it better that mankind was created or not created? They say, really, it'd be better not to be created, but now that we are created, we need to work very carefully. Yemashpesh Masav, Beipashpesh Masav, as the Mesilat Yesharim also quotes that Gemara, we need to work very carefully on our deeds and our intentions and our actions to make the world a better place as much as we can. There's a Maharsha who comments on Makot Daf 23b when it talks about Taryag Mitzvot. There's more negative mitzvot than positive mitzvot, so it's more dangerous to be created. So he says, really, we're only created to be a vessel for the Kavod of Hashem through our actions and our learning and our mitzvot to bring more Kavod to Hashem. That is our ultimate intention, and that is the ultimate reason for every single thing in the world. The Rashi here points out that the end of Pirkei Avot, they print the Rebbe Hananiah ben Akasha Omer, teaching from Makot, and he says this was commonly recited after every Perek of Mishnah. We recall they learned one chapter every Shabbos during the summer between Pesach and Shavuot. And Rashi also explains here that this is called Pirkei Avot, Mipnei Shenistru Hine Hena Divrei Avot Rishonim. These are the words of our forefathers, Shekiblu at Torah Zemezeh, that they have a Mesorah, that the Torah came through all of them, and that in each generation, they gave this guidance to try to improve their generation. And the Rashi concludes, Kamokin roi l'kol chacham. So every wise person, even us, where our wisdom is just from learning Mishneh Yomi, lahazhir et b'nei dora, we should try to help other people in our generation, l'hodiyam derech yishara, to show them that our Torah contains so much beautiful wisdom about how to live a better life. Mazal tov, and on to Horayot, which means rulings. Now we're first talking about rulings that the court issued by mistake, and what happens if they made an error and the people followed the ruling. So Mishnah Aleph, Horu Beitin La'avor Alachat Mikol Mitzvot Amor Batorah. What if the Sanhedrin, the high court, ruled in transgression of one of the commandments that are spoken about in the Torah? The Bartnura says they ruled that you could violate one of the commandments that, if it was on purpose, was karet, and by shogeg, by mistake, they'd bring a karban chatat. One of the examples given is they said a certain type of animal fat was mutter to eat, when in fact it was chaylev, and it was something that was usher to eat. They had made a mistake about it. And back in the Mishnah, v'halacha yachid, and one person goes, v'asa shogeg opiyim, and he makes a mistake, but he had relied on the court. So he ate that particular fat by mistake, and he said, oh, well, the court had ruled this particular fat is not forbidden. So So whether the members of the court were also eating this fat, and he was eating with them, or the people in the court ate that fat first, then he did so, or if they hadn't eaten it at all, but he heard about the ruling, knew the court ruled this way, and he ate it, potter. the individual does not bring his own personal carbon chatat. Mipnei shetola bebeitin, because he was relying on the ruling of the court. The Bar Nura points out, this is the halacha, this Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. But the halacha lemaisa, the other sages disagree. They say only when rov yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, when most of the people living in Israel, or maybe most of the tribes, have followed the ruling and made the mistake, then they'd all be exempt, and the court instead would bring the par helem davar shel tzibur, the special, the bull, to atone for the community for their mistaken ruling. But according to the other sages, an individual would still bring his karban chatat. Now the Mishnah brings a variation here. Horu beitin, the high court made a mistaken ruling, v'yoda echad mehem shato, and one of the members of the court realized it was a mistake, but he was simply outvoted. O Talmid, or he's a student, you know, we talked about in Sanhedrin, they had rows of students sitting amongst the court, v'hu ro'i l'hura, and he would be worthy of getting smicha and being a judge on the court, but they simply didn't need a new member yet. V'holoch vasol pihim, and he went and ate the forbidden fat, for instance, relying on their hara, their ruling, ben she'asu v'asay mehen, whether the court was eating and he ate with them, ben she'asu v'asar rehen, or the members of the court had already eaten and then he did it later, ben she'lo asu v'asa, or they hadn't done it at all and he did it himself, hare ze chayev. So this person who knew better, he is liable to bring a personal offering, even according to Yehuda, mimnei she'lo talav beitin, because he realized on his own intellectual accord that this was a mistake. And he wasn't relying on their ruling. Zeyaklal, this is the general rule. Hatole be'atzmo chayev. If someone's relying on himself, has to bring a personal chatat if he made this aveira by mistake. V'tole be'veitin pater. If someone who's relying on the court is pater, meaning doesn't bring his own chatat because the court is going to be responsible for bringing the par halem dovar shel tzibur on their ruling for the community. Yasha kohachem, mazal tov, tizkun mitzvot, and shavua tov.